Health workers are pushing for continued age-appropriate sexuality education for girls as a solution for the persistent high rates of unsafe abortion. Speaking at the media cafe organized by the Health Journalist Network Uganda, Joyce Najemba, a nursing officer at Mulago Women and Neonatal Hospital, revealed that each month their emergency department receives at least 40 cases of girls seeking post-abortion care after unsafe procedures go wrong. She says some arrive with tears and others with some serious damage to the uterus, and yet cheap intervention such as creating awareness widely can help cut these numbers through their psychosocial support. They usually go after their post. Najemba says it's clear some girls end up with teenage pregnancies and sexual reproductive health related challenges. According to Editor Kamagara, a legal affairs officer at the NGO Vista Foundation Uganda, most of these induced abortions happen in unsafe places, risking people's lives because of a loophole in the law that care only be provided when on the verge of losing their life. She says it is a loophole in the law being driven by the fact that authorities in Uganda approach sexual reproduction health issues using a moral and religious angle rather than a health angle. Meanwhile, the issue of information access for sexual reproductive health remains controversial, where previous efforts to introduce comprehensive sexuality education were met with wide criticism. Henry Semakula, an official from the Ministry of Education and Sports, said once introduced a guiding document for age-appropriate information sharing, dubbed the National Sexuality Framework, but it was withdrawn shortly after launch.